Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got Joe DiStio, reporter covering this trial inside the courtroom. Joe, thanks for ducking out and talking to us. What's going on?
Well, it's been a busy day so far, as you expect. This is all prosecution testimony again, Wendy. Kind of an interesting way that we started out this morning, and that was with defense attorney Pat Tomasi asking the judge to lift the gag order. You know, there's been a gag order in place for a couple of months now, governing all the parties in this trial. And yesterday, last night, attorney Lee Merritt, who is with the Antoine Rose family, basically held a news conference. And I was there. He talked about how things had proceeded on the first day. He said he was satisfied, but he was also somewhat upset that a more accurate image of Antoine Rose trying to humanize him hadn't occurred yet, and that's what he said he was hoping for. So Tomasi got up at the very beginning. They had talked about this even before court. Said he wanted the judge to lift the gag order because an attorney for the family had talked to the media, and he said, "What if I have the wife of police officer Rosfeld talk?
Right.
She can engender some sympathy for him as well." So the judge rejected that, but he did caution all sides to be careful of what they tell reporters.
Hey, yeah. Joe, what about this testimony this morning from this witness who heard Rosfeld speaking after the shooting?
Yeah, there were a couple of them who testified to varying degrees about what they heard Rosfeld say. Perhaps the most damaging to Rosfeld came from John Leach, who's a neighbor. And he said that Rosfeld appeared to be panicked, and he heard him say, "I don't know why I shot." So there was that. And there was another eyewitness who was attending a city council meeting right next door, Pat Shattuck, who came out right as this was unfolding. He says he heard Officer Rosfeld say, "Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Why did he take that out of his pocket?"
Mm.
That last part almost more sympathetic to the defense,
sure,
than to the prosecution. So, but clearly a number of people talked about how Rosfeld was shaken, some even as this was unfolding, and then that he was literally sobbing and very upset after it happened.
Sure. We've been following along with your updates here at the station, and I was intrigued by Pat Tomasi's cross-examination, if you would, of one of these witnesses trying to, you know, poke some holes in his testimony. How effective was that, or was it not at all?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell. I think he had some effect. For instance, he did that with the very first witness, the Pitt football student that took the second video that we've seen, making the point that, well, when did police interview you? And it kind of came out, he really didn't sit down for a formal interview with police until February.
Mm.
But why is that important? It, in some sense, it undermines the importance of the video. If police didn't think it was that important to talk to you till February, why should we put a lot into this video? Essentially because, you know, the video tells the story. It's also the evidence that would seem to be most damning to Officer Rosfeld.
Right.
And so if Tomasi can undermine that in every little way possible, even inconsistencies about, you know, what door people got out of when Rosfeld ordered them out of the car, well, that undermines their credibility a little bit.
Right.
Joe DiStio joining us from Katie here. Hey, Joe, paint a picture for us. There was a little unrest in the courtroom yesterday, a little angst. What's it like today?
It's a little more calm, Marty. You know, yesterday we saw those graphic photos of Antoine Rose and the the bullet holes, and Antoine's mother had to leave the courtroom. She actually left twice, sobbing. We haven't had that today. It's been more, a little more matter of fact, these witnesses describing what they saw. We saw the second video, but certainly a little less emotion than we saw in day one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.